Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Acting CEO for Snake, and talk about the statement in response to Sunrise apology. Adoption is never the answer. On the line, we have Sue Ann Hunter. Sue Ann, my sister, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having this yarn with us.
No, thank you very much for coming to the program. You're also the co-chair of Family Matters. And before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm based in Melbourne. I'm a Wurundjeri woman, so I live and work on country.
Beautiful, fantastic. So there it is, your response to Sunrise apology in regard to Snake, the national voice for our children, welcomes the apology from Channel 7 Sunrise over comments made by commentators regarding the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families and communities, and a statement made which is an ill-informed statement, you could say, yep.
Yeah, I think, you could say that. That's another statement.
Yes.
I think the comments coming from non-Indigenous, uninformed perspective, they fail to understand the underlying issues for our mob, but they are also hurtful and insulting to members of our stolen generation.
Mm. And so the apology has been made, I know people just shouldn't put themselves in a position to apologise when you're talking about an all-white panel talking about black issues. Well, if you haven't got the information or the education or the right information, then don't put it across the table, on screen anyway, on television, and state the fact that it's egg on your face, but it's also hurtful, damaging comments. And and here they are in the position that they're in.
Yeah, totally. Really, you've seen communities really upset about it, and particularly stolen generation people. And I totally understand. Once the other thing about the apology, which is probably not the best way of doing it, it was done on a teleprompter with a voiceover.
Yes.
So there wasn't even a person there to extend the apology. So, you wonder how meaningful the apology really is.
Well, then it makes you think about, in regard to, television, radio stations, whatever, mainstream, first non-Indigenous business entities, how important it is to have a First Nation person employed at the management level in regard to do's and don'ts in regard to their operation, yes?
Yeah, and I don't know why we haven't learned when you're talking about, our people, then you talk to our people because we know. Saying the comments that have been said,
yes.
That means that that we're saying it's okay to take our kids and tear them away from culture, families, and communities. And we know it's not, because we've had the stolen generation, we've had the bringing them home report, and then we've got the current Family Matters report as well. Like, we've got lots of things saying exactly what the solutions could be.
Sure,
and adoption is never the answer.
No, exactly. Well, a second generation of a stolen generation is not the answer. And why make such a comment?
Yeah, well, it just goes to show that people don't understand the underlying issues.
No.
And if you're going to comment on any issue, and I know myself, I'm, in the media, and of course I'm here being interviewed, I'm going to make sure I know my stuff. Like, this is my field. I'm not going to go and comment on, horse racing or something completely different that I have no involvement with. It's not helpful on a mainstream media platform to make misleading comments. That's not helpful for our communities. And it's our media's responsibility to uphold the rights of our children, and I think that hasn't been done here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with the Sunrise apology that was given and went through the courts and what have you, was there anything more that's added to the so-called apology?
No, not that I think it was just they had to do the apology and they've done it the easiest way possible.
Mm.
Really, I've just basically looked really not in depth at any of the courts.
Okay.
But really about, you know, we're one of the highest rates of removal of children, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, and that's where we come from, that,
yes.
that you know, these are damaging to our children now.
Of course, exactly.
And we've got to learn. You know, our kids are 9.7 times more likely to be removed from their parents than non-Indigenous children.
Well, previous wombs have been opened up by statements like such.
That's exactly right. You know, in 2018-90, there were 19 adoptions. And that's not what we want. We're still fighting against those. We don't want permanently removing our children. You know, we want them connected. We want them happy. We want them healthy. And I think, you know, education is the key.
Sure.
But how do we get, you know, mainstream media to understand the issues and make correct statements? And you know, it may have been a very tokenistic apology, but at the same time, it sets a precedent
The alarm bells went off to all media outlets, you know, especially mainstream media outlets. Look before you leap, you know, think before you speak, so to speak.
Exactly. And be informed.
Yes.
And have a First Nations person on your panel. If not one, have the whole panel.
Mm.
Exactly. To discuss it. And they can debate because they may have different views themselves, and that's okay. But it's their community.
And is there, having a First Nation person at the table or on the panel, it protects them from saying silly things, you know, foot and mouth disease or whatever the case may be, or going through a court case or, you know, sending a national apology. I mean, like I said, it's all simple, isn't it, if you really look at it?
Yeah, it is. And saying, you know, about... It's unbelievable that someone in this day and age would actually make that comment.
Well, that's the other thing, you know.
On a mainstream.
They say opinions are like armpits. We all got them. They usually stink.
Yeah, and we need to be focus on supporting our children and families with trauma healing.
Yep.
And we need greater investment in family support services. We don't need misleading comments that are not helpful to our community.
Mm.
And we saw the hurt and pain on, you know, people were protesting after that outside the station.
Sure.
So, it's not helpful.
Exactly. And it shined a dim light on the so-called Channel 7 Sunrise program, you know what I mean? And that's not good press anyway for them in a marketing, in a business point of view as well, you know?
Oh, that's exactly right. So, you know, you're hoping and fingers crossed, lessons are learned, but you don't know it, well, I guess, until the next, the next comment is made by someone who hasn't decided to educate themselves on the issue they're talking about.
And at the same time, I was just going to say, Sue-Ann, sister, some of our pickaninnies, our kids, need to be removed to be safe. But the other thing that we're putting on the table as well is, like, you can't be black on black. So if they're moving, it should be with a black family, if not.
Yeah. Well,
the cultural aspect side of it.
There is a... it's called the Aboriginal Child Placement Principle.
Yep.
And it has a hierarchy of placements, and the first one is with family and kin. You know, and it goes down.
Yes.
So our last resort is a child... being put with a white family, so to speak. And that's because that we've learned from stolen generations that our kids need to be connected to community, family and culture to be able to thrive and be strong. And that's the underlying placement principle, is that our kids grow up strong and happy, healthy in culture, and they don't lose that connection.
Look, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing, Sue-Ann. And listen, all the best to you and your team there and your family, your mob there, my sister. Thank you very much. We'll keep in touch and keep doing what you're doing, looking after our beautiful pickaninnies out there, my sister.
You're welcome, my brother, and thanks for having us on.
You take care. All the best, Sue-Ann.
Thanks.
Bye, doll. Adela Yan there, Sue-Ann Hunter. She's Snake Acting CEO, also Family Matters Co-Chair. And the conversation there is about Snake's statement in response to Sunrise apology. Adoption is never the answer. And there it is. So have your say, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416.
So much destruction done to the earth. All that's dead, destroyed, will never return. In the eyes of men, the voice is so silent and humble. The weak, the helpless, the poor, non-violent suffers because of greed and poverty. And palace for the need, they have no right in this crazy life. Face it to the light and get it right. Face it to the light. So much pain, so much hurt. We come this far to build a world. So many tears that we cry, so much fear that makes us die. Time is on our side to get it right. Face into the light, this crazy, crazy life, and get it right. Face into the light and get it right. Face into the light. People that you see, you can tell by their walk. People that you meet, you can hear how they talk. Some have a little bad in the best of us. Some have a little good in the worst of us. So much pain and so much hurt. We come this far to build this world. So many tears that we cry, so much fear that makes us die. Time is on our side to get it right. Face into the light, this crazy, crazy light. Face into the light and get it right. Face into the light, get it right. Crazy, crazy love.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Let's go, boys. And I love to hear that little guitar tone. And you can play it all night, any day now. Cause I won't get sick of hearing this song. Well, I see those little legs are moving. see you on that old dance floor. It's gonna be a hell of a good night, and you won't be leaving early at all. Like to hear that good old country song, and you might just say it's boring, but I just don't give a shit anymore. Now you know I love this other style of music, and they simply just call it blues.
Did you just say the blues?
I sure did. Crank it up, boys. And this tune, and I'm just going to play you the blues. I'm feeling alright, cause she looks so damn fine, so I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Yes, I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. I said I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. And I love to hear that little guitar tone. It's gonna be a hell of a good night, so I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Yes, I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Now here we go, just keep on playing the blues. Take it away, boys.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Pale, pale, pale woman, hold your head up high. We many, many, many years ago, upon the sacred land, our ancestors would go hunt about, surviving and living off this land. Pray, pray, pray. Told chickens the same. How to keep fire alight for the hunters came tonight. For those who died in our hearts, it is kept the sacrifice we all respect. Prayer, prayer, prayer.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, so we just had one word change in the national anthem from young to one. One and free. So there it is. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with supports that we get as First Nation people from across the globe and across this country. We're going to have a chat with Bradley Goff, and he's the Indigenous Portfolio Manager with AMSA. AMSA is Australian Medical Students Association. And their statement is, efforts to address structural racism must accompany symbolic change. On the line we have Bradley. Very good morning. How are you, Bradley?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Yourself, Fred, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, so great to have your support. AMSA, Australian Medical Students Association. So your support in regard to the efforts to address structural racism must accompany symbolic change. So it's one word is changing the anthem is in the right direction, but still needs to be a lot more done, yep?
Oh, definitely. You change one word, trying to change sort of this story, this false story that Australia tells itself about its history, how it was started. But just changing one word doesn't solve that problem to begin with, and it does nothing to actually address the problems that we face every day as Indigenous people. Mm. And my opinion that if we want to change that, we need to actually take more steps, or government needs to take more steps to do that, as opposed to just changing a single name.
Mm-hmm.
When we change a single word and there's no action behind it, it becomes tokenistic.
Sure.
And for me, that's the biggest problem here.
Exactly. And so, Bradley, sorry, first of all, who your mob were you from?
My mob's Burrupai, but I grew up in Canberra, mm-hmm. and now I'm living out in Victoria at the moment. I'm about to head off to Gippsland, Gunai, Kurnai land next week for uni.
Okay, fantastic. So, as I mentioned, you're Indigenous Portfolio Manager for AMSA, so Australian Medical Student Association. So with that association, there's got to be non-Indigenous brothers and sisters at the table too, is there not?
Ah, there definitely is.
And they're in support of our flight, so to speak.
Ah, definitely. I think over the past few years especially, the last 3 years, AMSA's really tried to, well, they've recognised it as a whole in sort of their advocacy, their inclusivity historically, and they've really taken some great steps in the last 3 years to try and position themselves on the right side of these discussions.
Mm.
And they've done that with really strong engagement with a lot of the Indigenous medical students who have been involved in AMSA over the past few years.
So then AMSA is not like a toothless tiger. They've got a bit of grunt about them, you could say.
Oh, We'd like to think so, but I'm not sure how much teeth are actually there.
it's nibbling at different people and different organisations, different government portfolios anyway, so which is fantastic. Yeah. And, look, any support, First Nation people, and moving forward, like I said, we accept it, don't we, Bradley, as black people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. It's great to see it starting to become a little bit more common. Now, I think it was shied away from a lot before, but I think we're getting a good lot of allies coming through to...
Yes.
Not necessarily push the conversation, but at least give us the platform to have that conversation in a way that it's not violent, which is good, I think.
Well, peaceful movement and what have you, you know, and we are resilient people, and we are peaceful at that. But when you're talking about 230-odd years, you know, and only back in the early 70s we were allowed to vote, and in the Constitution we're still classed as flora and fauna, and we're talking about changing the date, just pick a day that suits us all. Like I said, it just falls on deaf ears time and time and time again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. All in the except for, as I say, a couple of things don't, and I think this change in the national anthem is one of the things that didn't, and I think it's because it's a comfortable change.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are happy with comfortable change, but yes. We don't need comfortable change. We need uncomfortable change.
Yeah, well, like I said, we must accompany symbolic changes, is your statement here in regard to NAMSA, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
No substantive changes are things like our children shouldn't be locked up at a ridiculously disproportionate rate. We shouldn't have Indigenous people scared to go into the health system because they'll be racially profiled. We shouldn't have welfare payments distributedly differently because of someone's indigeneity.
Exactly.
These are things when we have these symbolic changes and we have no actual legislative or policy teeth behind any sort of change, it just becomes a little bit tokenistic, in my opinion.
Mm, exactly. And when you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, some people, non-Indigenous, and some governments feel that we're jumping on a bandwagon with what happened to George Floyd in America, but we've got 430-odd cases here in this country. Black deaths in custody, but it's not Black Lives Matter, but it's the same principle, and that's what we're fighting for. So we weren't jumping on no bandwagon. We've been screaming out for it for so long.
Exactly, and I think a lot of people thought it was new.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's being pushed now because it's topical, but it's not a new issue.
No, exactly. Exactly. And we don't laugh about it, but it's laugh because people are naive to our fight and for our voices to be heard.
Yeah. I think the thing about that Black Lives Matter is it finally shone a spotlight on those arguments that have been around for decades.
Mm. And the true matter of the situation is, yes, all lives matter, but just black lives in custody. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. They're dying in custody. What's up with
exactly.
that?
Exactly. All lives matter, but not all lives are in danger.
Yeah, true. Nicely put.
Yeah.
Well, we welcome AMPSA's support in regard to efforts to address structural racism, must accompany symbolic change. Bradley Goff, my brother, thank you very much for the yarn. Big shout out to your deadly association there. And study hard, my brother, and we'll be calling you Dr. Bradley very soon.
Hopefully. Thanks for having me, Brad.
All the best, Brad. You take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn there, that's Bradley Goff there, and uni student and Australian Medical Students Association. He's with AMPSA and that association, and he's a Indigenous portfolio manager. And we're talking about the change there. They had the national anthem change one word from one to one and free instead of young and free. One and free, the one word has been changed, but efforts to address structural racism must accompany symbolic change, so not just a token change like so. A lot of work needs to be done. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that daily number 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Jan, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, and I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Well, everybody's talking about the polls and trends. Facebook and Twitter, have you got any friends online tonight? Are you gonna be alright? Now I don't wanna be the one to break it to you. Hopefully it's something that you already knew, but I'm not online, so you won't find me tonight. I found the one true friend, delivering me from sin, and he's coming back again. Now I don't wanna come across a rim on you. I don't wanna make any good. I'll be just fine. It's not that I don't want to or don't know what to do. I lay my eyes on the Bible now, and that's what I choose. And I'm not online. Yeah, I think I'll be just fine. I found the one true friend, delivered me from sin, and he's coming back again.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I can't understand why people act this way when there are so many nicer things that they can say. Things like love and happiness, and I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Not war and hate and wanna fight, cause they're the things that just ain't right. So everybody ought to change from now. Things like love and happiness, and I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Starvation, war and hate were never meant to be. We brought them all upon ourselves. So it's up to us to change it now the way it ought to be, and to make this world a happy place to see. Things like love and happiness, and I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yo, 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 one of them, Lindwem, Ngayang, with a Kang Kang crew from Arakun.
Hey, stop it.
Yeah, mobs. Yeah, mobs.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud.
We sing and we dance from the town to the bush. Winching them up, did Sarah push. One of them dance and fly like a bird, yeah. Up over the land, and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the Kong Kong, call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance, bring back the food for my brothers and my sisters.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud.
I'm a Kong Kong tutor from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day. With a weak beep from Arakun, just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick, flick, kumbala past the cup. Come on with people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and crew is not the rum gang.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're strong, we're proud.
With
people, tend to beat up loud.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York. A leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice. Paving the way for my children. Winona, Hannah, Salome, Jose. These strong families that we're building. There ain't no stopping me, youpla. My people, our culture, their future. Kang Kang Matakuz, I told ya. You never get the best of my culture.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. With people, tell them beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. With people,
tell them beat up loud.
passion, fist in the air as we rep all nations. Black love we trust, black love is us. Till Black Lives Matter, I'ma rep the flag for us. Ancient spirits, gifted with the ancient stories. Let our knowledge guide us, freedom as we sing our story. Raise our pride with glory, celebrate those who came before me. Always was, always will be, can never erase that story.
Always was and always will be. It can't be so.
Yeah, To Delhi, always was, always will be. Nice track there by Natasha Aldridge. Big shout-out, my sister, To Delhi. Always gets songs together in regard to the National NAIDOC celebration. And in regard to the theme, that's what I say, national anthem. Shut up, not the national anthem. Yeah, only one word change there, and strong words there with Always Was, Always Will Be with Natasha Aldridge. Thank you, my sister. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Got about 12 minutes left on the program. Look, I hope you're having a good day, you mob, wherever you are across this daily country of ours. Big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations, our Daily Black Network, and we come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS. Big shout-out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. A team effort is, they say, teamwork makes the dream work. It's all happening here on First Nation radio stations. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Boys, time you stop long, I'm ready to blow you. Now you miss me, I'm true. Try and play me a bit of a song, yeah. Talk to me, Mosem. Talk to me, Mosem. Harim, harim.
De mi simio turu na mi wari wari tu mas lo you lompela tai mi no kisi man pela leta by mi make him one and now suppose you lose me bani and I will get a very leva you come now you say the same like from me mi san de salim ting ting tai mi round one time all mangi. Long one em na mi bisi lo you all say mi sabe like him looking you long one rabuta we mas ki lo one em up we mi sabe stop kain kain good pala memory blow you by come up yes mi all sem kanuna you all sem saman ni no think suppose mi tan him head by you na piaman meri leva mi sabe missing you turu mi sabe missing you. Send me by come back na dispelato kituru mi rasta mangi belong TNG na mi stop in a long time by me come na look him you long up oh no good you think lose long me very eh oh no good you think lose long me very eh very leva mi sabe mi sin you turu. Think
thinking about you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye, but I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl? You know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been so long.
Turn the mic on. time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this flame go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucky Morphina, anane. Chucky Morphina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now.
Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding. Take it to the island way. Get your baby mama. Put on your dancing shoes. One drop it, pop it low now. Take it to the max now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucky Morphina, anane. Chucky Morphina, ane.
Let me take it from here. Salaman girls, straight up, right hood. See mama make we party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance to party ladies do the doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, repping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping on me beat, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, then we two by two. And now we shine as bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I'm way.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Push your body back, back.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around, up,
wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down, push your body back, back. We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around, up, wind. My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about
hey now. Come my way. Oh,
love is gonna come my way. This morning I woke up knowing love is gonna come my way. Such a great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
And I got this to say to you. See, when I'm with you, rubbing you, I'm kissing your lips. All of a sudden, your body yearning bad for the uplift. Protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, so baby girl, you're something what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm an alley, baby girl. It's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it. Don't have a straight mind, this thing is bad. Cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I sit my fingers and hold up, and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very forsake cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sub it. You sub it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sub it without a doubt, baby girl. It gon' be fine, working all out in my mind. All we have to do is be kind, hold.